Kiss from the Heart. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Prologue, 1867. Young Lord Robert Templeton gazed out of his nursery window in awe. Outside, the thick January snow was covering the sculptured box trees in the gardens at Ledbury Hall, turning them into giant snowballs, whilst the water in the ornamental fountain was frozen solid, all of which only conspired to lure Robert out to enjoy them. "Please, Miss Jameson, may I be allowed to go out and play?" He pressed his nose up against the cold glass and fogged it with his warm breath. "Come away from the window. You must first do your sums, Lord Robert," Miss Jameson admonished him sternly. "And then we shall see." Only a few moments later, Mrs. Storrock, the housekeeper, entered the nursery, and the two women began whispering whilst glancing across to make sure the child could not hear. "Very well," Lord Robert heard his governess say tersely to the housekeeper before turning her attentions back to him. "Continue your 8x table. I will not be long." Waiting until he heard the two women's voices fading away down the stairs, Lord Robert seized the opportunity gleefully. He slipped down from his desk and grabbed his cap and coat that hung on a peg behind the nursery door. Within just a few seconds, he had tiptoed down the main staircase, past the footman who was busy polishing the brass lantern in the entrance, and was hurrying across the field to where his friend Miranda Whitby was waiting for him. His breath steamed in the cold air as he ran towards the Grange, the large stone house where Miranda lived, that sat just outside of his father, the Earl of Templeton's, estate. Miranda's father, Sir George Whitby, was the local magistrate, and a great friend of the Earl, so it was not surprising that 10-year-old Lord Robert and Sir George's 7-year-old daughter had become close companions as well. That was after a good many fights where the older boy had teased the young girl mercilessly. As Robert approached the house, he could see Miranda waving at him.
"Why were you so long?" she huffed sulkily. "You said you would be able to come out and play. I have been waiting here for ages."
"Miss Jameson refused to let me go. Oh, she is such an old..."
"Robert!"
chided Miranda, her large brown eyes remonstrating with him.
"You should not say such things about her."
"Well, if you don't want to play with me, I shall go home," he pouted. The boy was spoilt and immature for his age, while Miranda, although younger, was almost as tall as him.
"Wait!"
she called, as he turned his back on her and made for the path back to Ledbury Hall. The boy halted for a moment, just long enough to make Miranda feel that he might just change his mind. Pretending to inspect his boots, he now bent down, scooped up some snow, and fashioned it into a snowball. Turning round, he drew his arm smartly back and flung the snowball at Miranda, hitting her, quite squarely, on the head. She screamed as the powdery bundle exploded onto her woolen hat, covering her eyelashes in icy crystals. Robert burst out laughing, pointing and making fun of her discomfort.
"You beast!" she screamed as she ran after him, wiping the snow from her face. "I will get you for that."
Robert ran towards the Granger's stables, laughing as he went. He knew that he was too big and fast for her, and she would never catch him. He was only thinking of Miranda's toboggan that he knew was kept in a stall at the end of the stable block. Still laughing, he streaked under the brick arch at the stable's entrance and tried not to slip up on the cobbles.